In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As you listen at home to the Word of God on Holy Trinity Sunday, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. The Gospel lesson appointed for Holy Trinity Sunday is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 28, verses 16 through 20, as follows. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." This is the Gospel of the Lord. We now sing the hymn of the day, Holy God, we praise your name. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to believe in the one and only true God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Therefore, send us your Holy Spirit as we today celebrate the Holy Trinity. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for Holy Trinity, St. Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20, with special attention to the following verse. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters, in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, who is the only true God? That is the question we want to talk about this morning as we once again celebrate the Holy Trinity. Who is the one and only true God? And why? Because not only Christianity, but many other religions of the world also claim to have the one and only true God. And so who and what are we to believe? Who has the truth? Do we Christians have it? And is the Bible the only truth? The answer, yes. At the end of the day, after everything is said and done, after long and thorough study and extensive research, the Bible is the only truth. The Bible is the only book that does not only have the truth, but the only book that brings clarity about the existence of the one and only true God. From the beginning of the book of Genesis to the last book of Revelation by our Lord Jesus Christ. All the religions of the world claim that you must do good works in order to be saved, while Christianity is the only religion in the world that teaches that no one can be saved by good works, but only through faith in what Jesus Christ has accomplished for the sins of the whole world through his suffering and death on the cross. This is what makes Christianity so unique and so different from all the other religions of the world. That's why we Christians can say with certainty that we have the one and only true God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The words we find in the Great Commission of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 28, verse 20, where Jesus said, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." This is especially important and significant today as we once again celebrate with joy, praise, and thanksgiving the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit as the one and only true God. The one and only true God in three persons, as we confess in the words of the Athanasian Creed, that we worship one God in three persons, and three persons in one God, the unity in Trinity, and the Trinity in unity. In the short explanation to Dr. Martin Luther's Small Catechism, the question is asked, how are the three divine persons distinguished from each other? The answer, to the Father is ascribed the work of creation, to the Son the work of redemption, and to the Holy Spirit the work of sanctification. And yet at the same time, it is still a great mystery that the one and only true God is three distinct and separate persons, which we cannot explain, or even for that matter, rationalize, but one that we can only accept by faith. Faith in the words we believe and confess in the three ecumenical creeds, the Apostles' Creed, the Nicene Creed, and the Athanasian Creed. As a matter of fact, the word Trinity is not even mentioned in the Bible, and yet it is a very important doctrine in the Christian church. the best example and illustration we have in the Bible of the three persons appearing together as one is recorded during the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan River. First, the voice of God the Father coming down from heaven and proclaiming, "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." Then Jesus as God the Son, being baptized by John the Baptist. And finally, God the Holy Spirit, as he descended upon Jesus in the form of a dove. So we have enough information from the Bible, especially at Jesus' baptism, to help us to accept and believe that the God we worship is indeed the true God in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Our faith and trust in God the Father, the one who has created heaven and earth and everything that is in it. Our faith and trust in God the Son, Jesus Christ, the one who has redeemed and saved us from our sins through his suffering, death, and resurrection. And finally, our faith and trust in God the Holy Spirit, the one who has brought us to the saving grace and knowledge in Jesus Christ as our Savior, as the Spirit of truth. So everything the Bible reveals to us from Genesis to Revelation is not only the truth, but brings with it a clear and consistent narrative of God's creation, God's redemption, and God's sanctification. Now, what about us again? Yes, what about you and me? Who is the one and only true God? The answer, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The words we sang during the hymn of the day, Holy Father, Holy Son, Holy Spirit, three we name thee. Though in essence only one, undivided God, we claim thee. In adoring, bend the knee, while we own the mystery. May God the Father bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit to always believe and accept that there is indeed only one true God, the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, three distinct and separate persons, and yet at the same time co-equal and undivided as the one and only true God, that we worship one God in three persons and three persons in one God, the unity in Trinity and the Trinity in unity. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always, as we today celebrate with joy, praise, and thanksgiving the Holy Trinity. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Amen. On this Holy Trinity Sunday, as we celebrate our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, Glory be to God the Father. And after we have listened to the closing hymn, to end with a special prayer for peace, and then with the praying of the Lord's Prayer, and the blessing with the Lord's benediction. Thank you. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as we today celebrate you as the one and only true God, we are also at the same time saddened at the riots, the violence, and the looting taking place throughout our nation. Heavenly Father, we understand those who are demonstrating and protesting the death of George Floyd, and we sympathize with his family as they now mourn and grieve his loss. And Father, we pray that at the end of the day, peace and justice will prevail for them. But at the same time, we deplore those who have hijacked the demonstrations and protesting in our streets by breaking the law and order in our nation. So we pray for peace and to bring an end to the unrest and destruction throughout our nation. We also pray for everyone's safety and well-being, especially for those in law enforcement, that you will protect them as they protect us in our homes, churches, and businesses. Father, we ask all of these petitions through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.